是我的错。
It's my fault.
刚才那个弟兄说要帮我这个 wire up， 我拒绝了。
There was a brother willing to help me with this earlier, but I refused his help.
现在可以吗？
So is it working now?
还可以啊，非常好。我刚才想说就是神做事情是非常的奇妙。
So I wanted to say earlier that God works in mysterious ways.
奇妙到一个地步，你根本就是没办法想象。
So mysterious we can't even fathom it.
我就举两个例子。
I'm going to give you two examples.
第一个例子呢，就是你们教会的长执会主席杨弟兄。
So the first example is your chairman, Brother Yang.
你信不信呢？我二十多年前就认识他。
So if you believe it or not, I knew him 20 years ago.
不是在中国。
Not in China.
是在瑞典。
But in Switzerland.
他来一个 Sweden.
Oh, Sweden.
他来一个夏令会。
He came for a summer retreat.
当年我是讲员。
And I was the speaker.
他来的时候呢，他只是存着一个度假的心情来的。
And when he came, he just came for a vacation, actually.
没有想到在那个营会的里头，神不放过他。
But he didn't know that God was going to catch him at that meeting.
结果在那个营会他信主了。
And so he became a Christian at that meeting.
结果我们就分手分了二十多年。
And after that, I didn't see him for 20 years.
2016年在这个教会的夏令会，我又碰到了他。
Until 2016, at your church retreat, I saw him again.
想都没想到两年之后又有机会再碰到他。
And so now 2 years later, I am here to see him again.
第二个。
Second example,
神做事真的很奇妙。
The of God's miraculous ways.
昨天有人问我太太是怎么认识我的。
So yesterday somebody asked me how did my wife and I meet.
那我太太就很坦白的分享。
And so she shared openly.
她说我是去常牧师的教会看到他我就喜欢他。
She said, oh, when I went to his church and I saw him, I liked him.
结婚三十多年了。
And so we've been married for 30 years.
31年其实。
31 years.
她一直都在我旁边。
And she's been by my side the whole time.
为我祷告。
Praying for me.
帮助我在服事上。
And helping me in my ministry.
我在牧会的时候，妇女团、儿童，然后祷告会都是她在管。
And when I was pastoring, she was in charge of the women's groups and also the children's ministry.
你知道吗？华人教会在美国能够有六十年的不多。
And so, do you know that in America, Chinese churches lasting 60 years is a rare event?
在德州只有两个。
In Texas, there's only two.
第一个就是 San Antonio Chinese Baptist Church.
And the first one is the San Antonio Chinese Baptist Church.
超过一百多年。
And they've been there for over 100 years.
当时那个 Sam Houston 哈，抗拒那些墨西哥军队的时候，他带着一群的中国人。
And even back then, when they were fighting the Mexicans, there were Chinese in that army.
Sam Houston 带了一群的中国人替他洗碗，替他烧饭。
And the Chinese served in the mess halls, cooking and washing dishes.
结果 Sam Houston 把这些墨西哥人给赶走之后，他就落户在 San Antonio， 然后呢，把一群的中国人当时跟着他跑的也带到了 San Antonio。
And that's how come this large group of Chinese settled in San Antonio.
教会在一百多年前，这个教会成立了。
And so over 100 years ago, this church was formed.
另外一个超过六十年的，就是这个第一华人浸信会，在这个 Dallas 的第一华人浸信会。
And so the First Baptist Church is another example of a Chinese church.
那个教会开始的时候是一个很出名的牧师，叫 W.A. Criswell。他就是 First Baptist Church of Dallas 的 Senior Pastor， 是在七八十年前的时候，他的远见，然后开始了这个教会。
And so this church was established by a very famous pastor from the First Baptist Church about 70-80 years ago.
那你们的教会呢？起初是一个查经班。
And so, but your church started as a Bible study.
周楚培牧师的时候，生前的时候，他就看到这一个的重要，然后呢，他就带领了一阵子。
And so the first pastor, Pastor Joe, he had a vision and he saw the importance of such a Bible study group.
然后呢，张芷华牧师是把这个地 secure， 然后呢盖成你们现在这个教堂。
And it was Pastor Zhang who established this current location and the building that we're in now.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
，So brothers and sisters，
前人撒种。
And so those who came before us planted the seeds.
有人浇灌。
And somebody watered the seeds.
现在你们在享福。
And now you're enjoying the fruits of their labor.
但是福气带来的是责任。
But along with the blessings that we receive, we also have a responsibility.
这个责任是非常重大。
And it's a very great responsibility.
耶稣基督在升天之前，他把这一个广传福音、使万民做主的门徒这个的命令交了给教会。
And before Jesus went back to the Father, he gave us the command to share the spread the gospel to the ends of the earth.
今天我们能够有福气进到神的救恩的里头。
And today, those of us who are blessed enough to enter into His salvation,
享受各种属灵的福气，
and to enjoy the blessings, His spiritual blessings,
并且有末后复活的盼望，
and even have hope of eternal life and the resurrection.
我们的责任就是要把福音传遍普天之下。
So our responsibility is to continue spreading the gospel.
先从自己的家开始，
starting with our own families,
然后在自己的工作，在自己的社区的里头。
Then in our workplaces, in our
然后带到自己的城市
and into our cities,
然后带到自己的州
and our states,
然后带到五十个州
all 50 states,
然后呢往普天之下去
and eventually to the ends of the earth.
可能有一些弟兄姐妹朋友心里都会想，今天是教会庆祝六十周年的大庆，为什么会讲这么的一个题目，教会被提呢？
So some of you might be wondering right now, why are we talking about the rapture on this 60th anniversary of our church?
这个的题目其实跟我们今天这个的景况，再加上明天的这个的责任是有极大关系的。
And this, I chose this topic because it's very relevant to our experience today and our needs for tomorrow.
教会被提的信息是属于末世的信息。
And so the rapture is a message about the end times.
我们今天就活在末世的当中。
And in fact, we are living in the end times right now.
圣经整本圣经四分之一都是讲末世的事情。
If you look at the scripture, about a quarter of it talks about the end times.
而这四分之一、三分之二已经完全的成就了。
And two-thirds of that one quarter has already been has already occurred.
剩下这三分之一的这个四分之一，这个呢就是末世。
So the last one-third of that one quarter is what is still to come in the end times.
我们深深地相信。
And so we believe deeply.
启示的神既然把这一个的宝贝赐给我们。
That our God has chosen to reveal this to us.
句句话都是精准的。
And every single word is important.
既然已经过去了，都成就了，我们深深相信神的预言剩下的三分之一也会按照他的旨意完全的成就。
And since what has occurred fulfilled those two-thirds, we can believe that the rest of the one-third will come to pass as he has told us.
末世就是要看看这三分之一究竟神对教会、对整个人类的历史他的安排、他的计划是什么。
And so as we look at this last one-third of the end times message, we must look to see what is God's plan and what is His will for His people and His church here.
可惜的是华人教会在末世的信息不太感兴趣。
But unfortunately, Chinese churches don't seem to be very interested in the end times message.
原因是啥？
Why?
第一，
First,
19世纪之前，
Before the 19th century,
这个题目很少人研究。
Not a lot of people study this topic.
所以呢，资料不多。
And not a lot of resources.
但是这个基督再来的信息在初期教会是人人都谈的事。
But in the early church, the second coming of Christ was a common topic.
原因是什么？
Why?
因为在当时的时候，他们在压迫的当中。
Because at that time, the church was being persecuted.
他们在困苦的当中。
And they were suffering.
所以在困苦的里头，能够唯一让信徒继续有盼望往前看的，就是耶稣基督再来这个的事实。
So it's in suffering that the only hope that Christians have to continue going is the second coming of Christ.
初期教会的信徒，这个 imminent return of Christ 是他们 唯一能够抓着依靠的一个的真理。
And so for those in the early church, that was the only hope they had, was the imminent return of Christ.
但是十九世纪之后
But after that, after the 19th century,
资料不多
There's not a lot of information.
但是我们要谢谢一个人，他叫 Darby。
But we have to thank one person, Darby.
他是一个英国的神学家，他是弟兄会的一个的神学家。
An English theologian.
他花了很长的时间。
He spent a long time.
今天我们所有的 eschatological 的这一些的东西，我们要谢谢他。
And we need to thank him for all the eschatological studies we have today.
第二。
Secondly.
除了资料不多以外，为什么华人教会对末世的信息不感多兴趣呢？
So other than a lack of information, why else are Chinese churches not so interested?
这个第二个原因呢，是归咎于我们传道人。
And so the second one has to do with us pastors.
因为我们没有花功夫去多认识。
Because we don't spend a lot of time studying.
我们既不懂的时候呢，我们就不敢多讲。
Especially when we're not so confident in our own understanding.
我碰到一个从神学院毕业的一个的传道人。
So I met a pastor who just graduated from seminary.
我就问他。
So I asked him.
我说 ，What is your eschatological stand？
我问他你对
末世
的看法是怎样
？And he said to me.
那他跟我说
，What is eschatological？
那末世是什么意思？
我问他，我说。你在末世的立场是什么
？So I asked him, "What is your stand on eschatological issues?"
他反问我什么叫末世
？But he asked me, "What is eschatological?"
正统的神学院。
So it's a seminary, a good seminary.
M.Div. M.Div.
M.Div. He had a Master of Divinity.
竟然不知道末世究竟是什么一回事
？But he didn't even know the word.
第三个原因呢？
So the third reason
是华人信徒哈喜欢听一些比较实际的一些的信息。
Is because Chinese Christians tend to like practical messages.
比方说，信息怎么教太太更听话。
For example, how to have a wife that will obey you.
怎么去教导孩子
？How to teach your children.
这些都是很生活化的。
So this is a very applies to our daily lives.
我绝对不反对这种的信息。
I'm not against these messages.
但是我不同意的就是，如果只是注重这个，连末世的东西不碰的话，那就是不应该。
But I don't agree that we should only teach these practical messages, but not talk about.
所以这第三个原因呢，就是信徒对一些神学性的信息、一些的讲道兴趣不大。
And so the third reason is that Christians, Chinese Christians, tend to not be as interested in the theological messages.
我今天早上
So this morning,
趁着你们六十周年的庆祝
And so using this opportunity of your
我试试看把你们这个神学的这个兴趣，我把它给眺望起来
I'm going to try and pique your interest in theology.
第一个呢，你要知道的
So the first thing you need to know,
神学呢有十大分类
There are 10 big areas of theology.
你放心。
But don't worry.
一分钟我就可以把这十大分类传授给你。
I'm going to give you all 10 in 1 minute.
但是你要跟我合作。
But you have to work with me here.
很简单的。
Very easy.
A, B, C, D. 大家一起来。
Okay, let's do it together. A, B, C, D.
E, P, S, T.
E-E-P-S-T
好非常简单的
Okay, that's very simple
第一个 A
First A
Anthropology 人论
Anthropology, the study of humans
第二
Second
Angeology 天使论
Angeology, the study of angels
第三 B Bibliology 圣经论
Third, Bibliology, the study of scriptures
第四 C Christology 基督论
Fourth is Christology, the study of Christ.
D 是 Doctrinal Summary, 概论神学概论
And so the third one is Doctrinal Summary.
第一个一，第六个，第一个一是 Eschatology, 末世论
So the next is E is Eschatology, the study of the end times.
然后呢，第七，第二个一呢是 Ecclesiology, 教会论
The second one is Ecclesiology, the study of the church.
第八 P 是 Pneumatology 圣灵论
The next one is P is pneumatology, the
圣灵 Holy Spirit.
Oh, the study of the Holy Spirit.
S 是 soteriology, 罪论
And soteriology, study of sin.
最后
Lastly,
theology proper, 复论神论
Theology proper is the study of God.
一分钟都不到 AAPSD,EEPS, 不对 AABCD,EEPSD.
EEPST.
每一个基督徒
So every Christian,
你要用你一生的时间
And you should be using your lifetime.
去研究去学习去投身在这十大的系统神学分类
To study and to understand these 10 big areas of theology.
为什么
Why?
因为这系统神学是我们的信仰的边界。
Because this systematic theology will give us the boundaries of our faith.
It is our faith boundary. Boundary of our faith.
It's the boundary of our faith.
是我们的信仰的边界。有了这个。
So once we have this boundary.
你才能够分辨判断什么是异端，什么是极端，什么是邪教。
That's how you will be able to identify when teachings are wrong and when there are cults.
神学的重要性就是在这儿。
And that's the importance of theology.
它是我们信仰的根基啊。
Because it's the root of our belief.
你必须要用你一生的时间投身在这十大分类的里头，好好的去研究。
And so we must use our lifetime to study these 10 areas.
因为19世纪之后。这个资料才慢慢的这个多起来，因为华人的牧者在这方面缺乏认识，所以不敢讲。然后第三，因为信徒对一些的神学的信息没有什么大的兴趣，你知道那个结果是啥吗
？And so because of this lack of information and the lack of teaching within the church and lack of interest within the Chinese Christian community, what do you think is the result of this？
那个结果就是因为这个缘故，我们失去了神很多很大的福气。
And the result is that we have been missing out on a lot of great blessings from the Lord.
摩西的信息带来了我们的盼望。
Because it's the end times message that gives us hope.
因为摩西告诉我们，耶稣基督有一天他会来接他的心腹，他的教会就是你跟我。
Because it is this message that tells us that Christ will return once again to bring his people to his kingdom, and that's you and me.
摩西的信息能够带来在困苦当中信徒的心灵的安慰。
And it's also what gives Christians hope when they are suffering and when they're being persecuted.
第三。
And thirdly,
因为末世的信息，因为主再来的事实，迫使我们信徒在这个的仍然教会还在地上的这个的时候，我们要广传福音。它带来了一个迫切性。
And so because of the fact that Christ will one day return, we must be urgent in our spreading of the message because we have a deadline.
没错，六十年神给了我们教会很多的福气。
Yes, in these past 60 years, we've had many blessings from the Lord.
但是我们有两个问题要问。
But we have two questions we must ask.
第一个问题我们要问自己的，就是在这六十年，本来神要给我们更多的恩典，因为我们的懒惰，因为我们的不忠心。而失去的福气是什么东西？这个我们要问。
So the first question is, we must ask ourselves, what other blessings would the Lord have given us in these past 60 years, if it wasn't due to our own laziness or our own unbelief?
第二个问题我们要问的。
The second question.
六十年这么大的恩典。
So these 60 years of blessings.
但是不能够满足于现象。
But it cannot satisfy all of us.
第二个问题我们必须要问神呢。我们未来的六十年，我们应该怎么去走
？And so we must ask the Lord, what should we be doing in the next 60 years?
今天刚才主席带领我们读的那段的经文
，And so the passage we just read earlier
是研究末世的一个主要的一段的经文
，And is one of the most important passages to study for the end times.
但还有另外一段经文是相关联的。我们来同时来看一看。
And so there's another passage I want us to take.
请大家打开哥林多前书第十五章。
Let's go to First Corinthians 15.
保罗在第十五章的时候提到这个末后信徒复活的这个的事情。
And so in chapter 15, Paul talks about at the end when the believers will be resurrected.
因为当时有一群的人不相信末后复活的事。
Because at that time, there were some who did not believe in the resurrection.
保罗花了整整的一章然后去抗衡这些的看法。然后他说如果基督没复活的话我们的信仰根本就是枉然的。
And so Paul spent a whole chapter to debate and to conclude that without the resurrection, our faith is of no use.
然后呢在第十五章的第五十节那个地方呢保罗就带到一个很重要的信息跟教会背题是有直接关系的。
And so in verse 50, he brings a very important message regarding the church's rapture.
弟兄们我告诉你们说血肉之体不能承受神的国必朽坏的不能承受不朽坏的我如今把一件奥秘的事告诉你们我们不是都要睡觉乃是都要改变就在那一眨眼泛眼之间号筒末次吹响的时候因号筒要响死人要复活成为不朽坏的我们也要改变这必朽坏的总要变成不朽坏的这必死的总要变成不死的。
I declare to you, brothers, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, nor does the perishable inherit the imperishable. Listen, I tell you a mystery. We will not all sleep, but we will all be changed. In a flash, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, the dead will be raised imperishable, and we will be changed. For the perishable must clothe itself with the imperishable, and the mortal with immortality.When the perishable has been clothed with the imperishable and the mortal with immortality, then the saying that is written will come true. Death has been swallowed up in victory.
保罗在这个帖撒罗尼迦前书在哥林多前书他带给了我们两个非常重要的就是在末后复活的时候那个情形是什么样。
And so in these two passages, Paul gives us a very clear picture of what will happen at the end times.
在帖撒罗尼迦前书第四章十三到第十八节保罗告诉我们
In Thessalonians, Paul tells us,
在末后的时候教会将会被提
At the end times, the church will be raptured.
这个字的意思这个一个很出名的神学家他的名字叫 C.G. Ryrie 他的解说是被提这个在 Parousia 是从一个地方被挪到另外一个地方
And so according to theologian C.C. Ryrie, his definition of rapture is to be physically moved from one location to another.
我当时车祸的时候这个在现场那个救护车来
And so once I was in a car accident and the ambulance came,
他们把我放在一个 stretcher,
they put me on a stretcher,
然后呢就抬着我就救护车把我推进去。
And lifted me up and put me inside the ambulance.
然后到了医院的时候呢，又把那个 stretcher 又拿下来。
And once we arrived at the hospital, they took me on the stretcher again.
然后从救护车就推到病房。
Off the ambulance and into the room, the hospital
room. 然后呢，护士啊、医生啊都来了。
And that's when the nurses and the doctors.
这是在 ER 的里头，在 ER emergency.
This is in the emergency room.
一进去的时候呢他们拿一个大剪刀把我的衣服全部都剪烂了。
And so they had to take scissors and cut off all my clothes.
我当时穿了一个我最喜欢的 GAP 的一个 hooter.
And I was wearing one of my favorite Gap shirts that day.
不过当然他剪的时候他 asked for permission, can we cut it?
And they had asked me for permission to cut my shirt.
Very reluctantly, I said, okay.
那我很不愿意的说了可以。
然后检查完了之后又送到这个另外的一个的病房。
So after they finished working on me in the emergency room, they moved me to a different room.
这是挪移，整个过程就是挪移，从这儿搬到这儿，从这儿搬到那儿。
So throughout this whole process, I was moved from one place to the next.
所以保罗在帖撒罗尼迦前书告诉我们，当教会在末后复活的时候，教会会从地上挪到天上。
And so in Thessalonians, Paul is telling us that at the end times, the church will be moved from the earth to the heaven.
而这个被挪的过程的里头呢保罗在帖撒罗尼迦告诉我们有两圣徒有两个一个在耶稣基督的死了的人他会首先从死里复活
And so in that passage Paul also tells us of two groups The first is those who have already died in Christ
然后呢另外第二群的就是我们还仍然活着存留的人身体会改变
And then the second is that those of us who are still alive at the time our bodies will be changed
但是这两组人然后呢共同的被提到园中与主耶稣基督相遇。
But these two groups will be moved together into the heavens to be with Christ.
但是保罗在哥林多那段经文告诉我们。
But then in Corinthians, Paul tells us,
是我们这个肉体改变是一个什么的一回事。
He gives us more information about this change in our bodies.
我们的肉体是属于这个物质的肉体会腐败的。
And so our bodies being physical will perish.
但是当被提的时候我们这个必朽坏的身体会变成不朽坏的身体。
But when the rapture comes, our bodies will change and it will become imperishable.
然后呢死人要复活成为不朽坏的我们也要改变。
And we will change just as those who previously had died will change.
好所以呢目前呢我们现在了解了原来呢就会被提。就是在耶稣基督里头死了的信徒会首先复活我们仍然存活的然后呢我们的身体呢会改变
And so now we understand that those who have already died will be resurrected and those who are still alive will receive new bodies
我要指出一点哈就是物理学的角度哈就是那个100磅的球跟1磅的球如果你往发的话往下放的话那速度是一样的，是不是？有没有物理学家
？And so first, I need to point out a physics phenomenon that says if you let go of a 100-pound ball or a 1-pound ball, they will fall at the same speed.
好，被提的时候呢，我要告诉你，你跟我的速度是一样的。
And I will tell you when we are being raptured, you and I will ascend with the same speed.
没有轻重的。
There's no light or heavy.
好，这是教会被提，我们现在了解。
And so now we understand the rapture of the church.
现在呢我们要知道了解一下教会被提有四种不同的看法。
And so now I want to talk about these four different views of the rapture.
在福音派的教会的里头被提有四种不同的看法。
So within the church, there are four different views of this.
我很快的跟大家解说一下。
I'll give you a quick overview of them.
在这儿你必须要知道哈。在这个整个的系统神学在末世的时候呢有一段时期叫大灾难我不知道大家听过没有7年的大灾难
And so in the eschatological studies there is a 7-year period known as the tribulation
The great tribulation
The great tribulation
大灾难7年
It's a 7-year period
啊，被提的不同的看法呢就是跟这7年有关
And so the different views on rapture it has to do with these 7 years
先讲第一个
So I'll talk about the first one.
灾中被提
is mid-tribulation.
7年一半是多少
So half of 7 is
3.5年。
Three and a half.
所以第一个看法是灾中被提，教会会在灾难的3.5年的时候呢，教会会被提升。
So this first view is that 3.5 years into the Great Tribulation, that's when the rapture will occur.
这个看法呢，是一个神学家叫 Harrison， 他。是持这个看法。
And so this view is promoted by a theologian named Harrison.
有一个第二个看法是灾后被提。
And the second one.
7年灾后之后灾后被提。
The second view is post-tribulation after all 7 years.
持这种看法的有一个神学家叫 Cameron.
And so the theologian Cameron is a proponent of this view.
他是主持教会在灾难期后然后被提。
And he thinks that the church will last throughout the Great Tribulation. And
第三个看法呢叫部分被提。
And the third one is partial tribulation.
啊，什么叫部分被提
？What does it mean, partial tribulation?
部分被提就是圣洁的先走。
So those who are sanctified will go first.
得胜的。
And those who are saved.
他们先走。
They will go first.
那举个例子。
So for example.
这个。牧师赵牧师
So Pastor Zhao
他先走
He will leave before us
我们在后边追的
So we'll be going after him chasing after him
啊，那个 Part 2可能是杨弟兄
And so maybe Brother Yang will be in the second group
然后呢我们是 Part 3 才
And maybe some of us will be then in the third group
啊，这个是一个华人教会里头的一个很出名的一个神学家
And、
他这个朋友真是我的，他的名字一丢出来，真是你几乎都要就摇一下了。
And so this is a view coming from a famous Chinese pastor.
但是我不告诉你的名字。
But I'm not going to give you his name because I know you will recognize it.
我只能够告诉你，就是他曾经到过希伯来大学去学道的。
that he's studied at a Hebrew university.
他人也不在了，被主接去了。
And he's already gone to be with the Lord.
他是持有这个看法。
And he had this view.
圣洁的得胜的先跑。
And that those who are sanctified will go first.
最后第四个看法。
Lastly,
叫灾前被提。
It's pre-tribulation.
灾前被提是啥呢？
So what does that mean?
教会会避过灾难。
That the church will not experience the.
为什么？因为灾难是神特别去惩罚以色列的悖逆、不信、顽梗，神为以色列人设计。
And this view believes that the great tribulation is the punishment God has prepared for those who rebel against Him.
持有这个的看法是达拉斯神学院第二任的院长 Dr. Wolver 的看法。
And so this is the second president of the Dallas Theological Seminary, his view.
好，四个。
So four views.
灾中。
Is mid-tribulation.
灾后。
Is post-tribulation.
部分。
Partial tribulation.
灾前
and pre-tribulation.
好，我们现在来看一看哪一个，就是每一个的它的重点在哪儿，它的问题在哪儿。
So let's think about each one and think about what is the key point for each one.
第一个灾中被提，一个最大的问题就是教会会经过头三年半的灾难。
And so with the mid-tribulation view, the church will experience 3.5 years of suffering.
但是这个跟圣经的教导是不符合的。
But this does not fit with the teachings of Scripture.
第二个灾后被提，换句话说，教会要经过全部七年的灾祸。
And post-tribulation says the church will experience all 7 years of suffering.
好，这个很大的问题。
And another big problem here.
那如果说七年灾后教会被提，那变成了教会上了去，然后呢，马上又要回来。
That's because at the end of 7 years, the church is raptured, taken up, and then they have to come back down immediately.
啊，这种看法有两个很大的问题。那基督台前的审判什么时候发生？羔羊的婚宴在什么时候发生？
And so there are two great questions for this view: is that when is it going to be the judgment in front of the throne of Christ?
好，第三个部分被提的问题在哪？
And so what about the third view, the partial tribulation?
部分被提的一个最大的问题就是把基督身体的完整性把它给破坏了。
Because this view breaks up the wholeness of the body of Christ.
所以呢，最合理的一个解释呢，就是教会会在灾祸之前，我们会被提升到天上。
So the view that that fits scripture the best is the pre-tribulation view.
在天上有基督台前的审判。
That in heaven there will be the judgment before the throne.
在天上举行羔羊的婚宴。
And there will also be the feast of the
wedding feast. 然后我们与主一同的回到地上。
And then at the end we will then return with Christ.
主耶稣基督会在地上建立他那千年的国度。
And then he will establish his kingdom again here on earth.
好，这是四种不同的看法。
So these are the four different views.
那最后呢，我们要知道教会被提对你跟对我。的那个意义是啥？
So lastly, what is the significance of the rapture for you and me?
第一个要注意的就是我们不知道是什么时候。
First, we don't know when this is going to happen.
耶稣基督再来的时候，就好像这个晚上的贼一样，不是说耶稣基督要来偷我们的东西，而是 unannounced 的主耶稣基督他再来，没有人知道，但是我们要准备好耶稣基督的再来。
Because his second coming will be as a thief in the night. It will not be announced, and we will not know, so we must be prepared.
这个会错失我们末世的信徒好好的祷告。
And so this will cause us to pray.
就好像那五个童女预备好灯的那五个童女一般。
And just like those five virgins carrying the lamps, they were ready.
第二个，末世这个教会被提会帮助我们明白知道我们会避过这个幕后的灾难。
And so, secondly, this will help us to know that we will be spared the great tribulation.
信徒的喜乐就是因为这个原因。
And this is where our joy will come from.
我们会避过神为犹太人所预备的七年的这个灾祸时期。
And the 7 years of suffering we will be spared from that.
另外
，last
第三个
，thirdly。
教会被提会错使我们教会在这个仍然在地上这个短短的时间，因为我们不知道主什么时候来，所以呢，我们会迫切的去传福音。
And so this knowing that the church will be raptured should spur us on to spread the gospel because we never know when our time will be up.
教会被提之后并不是说神的福音就停止了。
So after the rapture, it doesn't mean that the gospel message will end.
请大家打开启示录第十四章。
So let's go to Revelation chapter 14.
那里告诉我们第六节。
Verse 6.
我又看见另外一位天使飞在空中有永远的福音要传给住在地上的人就是各国各族各方各民他大声地说这个天使大声地说应当敬畏神将荣耀归给他因他施行审判的时候已经到了应当敬拜那创造天地和海和众水泉源的
Then I saw another angel flying in mid-air and he had the eternal gospel to proclaim to those who live on the earth to every nation, tribe, language and people He said in a loud voice, Fear God and give him glory, because the hour of his judgment has come. Worship him who made the heavens, the earth, the sea, and the springs of water.
这个末世被提，教会被提的信息会催逼我们，趁着这个还在世上的时间，广传福音。
And so this message of the end times of the rapture must urge us and push us to share the gospel.
先从你自己家人开始。
And so starting with our own families.
如果你家人还有未信主的，可能是你的先生，可能是你的儿女，可能是你的亲戚，可能是你的父母。
And so maybe it is your spouse or your children or your parent or other relatives who have not yet believed.
在他们的面前做那美好的见证。
We must be witnesses in front of them.
把福音传给他们。
And to share the gospel with them.
除了从家人开始，在你的社区。
And so, other than our families, in our neighborhoods.
除了社区以外，你要把整个的城市为主的缘故去为他去发光。
And beyond our neighborhoods into our cities.
苏格兰有一个很出名的一个神学家，他的名字叫 John Knox.
And there's a famous theologian in Sugarland named John Knox.
John Knox 呢，跟主祷告的时候。因为他是苏格兰人啊，所以他祷告，他说：“神啊，把苏格兰给我，不然的话，你就把我的命取去吧。”
And so he had asked the Lord for the whole country to be given to him. He said, "Otherwise, take my life."
你敢做以下的祷告吗
？And so will you pray like this?
主啊，把中国给我们。
Lord, give me all of China.
不然的话，让我尽快的去见你。
Or just take, or otherwise take me to be with you.
第二
Second,
在你传福音的时候
and when you're sharing the gospel,
你要明白一件东西
and you have to know one thing.
传福音呢是一个很费钱的一个庞大的一个事业
that sharing the gospel is a costly venture.
从来没有一个福音的工作除了金钱跟人的精神的不愿意牺牲的话这个工作很难做成。
And so this work of the gospel will not be accomplished without the willingness to sacrifice.
Elizabeth Elliot 的先生到了 Aaron Jira 去传福音，结果命都丢了。
And so Elizabeth Elliot's husband, he went to share the gospel and
在当时
lost his life doing.
那些土人没有信主。
And at that time, those he evangelized did not believe.
但是感谢主。
But yet.
当 Elizabeth Elliot 再回去的时候，那些的土著已经有教会在那个地方。
And by the time Elizabeth Elliot returned to that place, there were already churches there.
所以呢，做福音的工作心里都要有准备。
And so, if you're going to do the work of the gospel, you have to have preparation. You must be willing to sacrifice everything.
先祷告。
Pray first.
后出去。
Then go.
然后呢，甘心乐意的捐献。
And we should give cheerfully.
六十呢，很不容易。
So 60 is not an easy number.
盼望神会祝福你们。
And I pray that the Lord will bless you.
继续的大大的祝福你们。
And continue to bless you greatly.
让你们的教会成为众人的祝福。
And to make your church a blessing to all.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray together.
在祷告的时候
As we pray,
我有一个非常简单的一个的要求
I have a simple request.
你如果愿意
If you're willing,
全人的摆上
to put your whole self,
扶持牧师，扶持长职
bring your whole self to support the pastor and support the elders,
扶持教会
and to support the church,
继续的往前走
and to continue forward,
广传福音
to share the gospel,
满足神的心肠
and to fulfill his will.
如果你有这种的心态的话
and if this is something that's on your heart,
你有这种的意愿的话
and you're willing,
在心里头你有这个意愿的话
And you have this willingness in your heart.
请你举起你的手。
And please raise your hand.
你说，神啊，我在这儿，我愿意帮助牧师长职，教会在这个地方，在普世来去做传福音的工作。有这个朋友，请你举起手，好不好
？And so please raise your hand.
感谢主。还有没有？还有没有？还有没有？感谢主。还有没有？还有没有？感谢主。举了就可以放下。我看到了，我都看到了。
And so you can put your hand down once I see you.
还有没有？你愿意？在这个地方，感谢主，我看到了。还有没有？还有没有？天父，哦，我看到了。天父，我为到刚才举手的弟兄姐妹献上感恩。
Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for those who just raised their hand.
求你祝福他们。
Please bless them.
没有举手的。
And for those who did not raise their hands.
你也继续的鼓励他们。
And to encourage those.
盼望这个教会能够真是在末世成为一个中流砥柱。一个能够为主发光的教会
and that this church will become a light for you at the end times
谢谢耶稣
thank you Jesus
祷告奉耶稣基督的尊名
we pray in Jesus' name
Amen
Amen, Amen.